I'm looking at this redistricting war. It's very fascinating to me because I knew Republicans, you know, specifically D.C. Republicans and Trump, would find a way to try to make sure they don't lose the House in the 2026 election. I didn't necessarily see them attempting to do something as brash as an entirely new census. And we see that happened in Texas. Texas now has 5 seats that are more likely to go Republican. California is trying to offset that, and they have passed a map that would do that. It needs to be approved by the voters. It's not clear whether voters will go along with that. Illinois might have another seat they can grab from Republicans, although I think there's, what, only 3 Republicans in Congress in from Illinois. But, you know, if you look at the redistricting scenario across the country, Republicans are absolutely going to win that. You know, if it goes all the way, even if California gets its 5 new Democratic seats, that's going to be won by Republicans. So some are saying, well, it's already lost. No, it's not. If Democrats should still think about where they might be able to pick up seats. So 2 of them happen to be here in Iowa. I mean, there are 2, maybe 3 congressional districts that are in play. And one reason is Iowa has a very fair system of creating legislative and congressional boundaries. It's done by a nonpartisan agency. It has to be voted up or down by the legislature. They can't change it. They can't tweak it. They can't gerrymander it. If they do reject it, the Legislative Services Agency comes back with Plan B. And if legislators again reject that, then it goes to the Iowa Supreme Court, which is fairly nonpartisan. Although it is a nonpartisan entity. Although the governor has tried to make it more partisan in recent years. But still, we have a good system. If you look at Iowa's congressional map, it's 4 blocks. It's not these crazy shapes. It's not the salamander district that originally led to the name gerrymander. I talked about that last week. You know, so there are three of the 4 seats in Iowa used to be Democratic. Not that long ago. So there are 2, maybe 3 seats here that I would say are fairly competitive. And there are seats in other parts of the country that are also competitive. If you look at maps that have been put out about the likely breakout of congressional races, it's too close to call. I mean, it could go any direction at all. But there's a very good chance that even with the redistricting mischief being caused by the Republicans in Texas and elsewhere, there's a whole bunch of seats that are up for grabs. And given the fact that the party in the White House usually does really bad in midterm elections, as happened in 2018, given that a lot of Trump's policies are starting to impact people who supported him, who are starting to say, that's not what I voted for. I mean, look at the big farmers who are losing their workforce. Look at those industries that are being affected by tariffs. There are lots of ways in which people who might have supported Trump are starting to have second thoughts. And all that's going to come together to make for an interesting midterm election that I think, despite the redistricting efforts of the Trump administration, I think there's still a really excellent chance that the House is going to, you know, switch to the Democratic Party. Again, I don't know whether the Democrats will do anything good with that. But it might at least put a check and balance in place to assure that there isn't just one party government going on, as we pretty much have right now. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah. So if you look at the maps, there are plenty of ways in which Democrats can regain the House. And again, given everything I've been saying, you know, it's a likely outcome, despite the redistricting mischief going on. The Senate, of course, is still a longer shot. Although I think one of the seats that is up in the air is the Senate seat here in Iowa. So I don't know how this is all going to play out. Nobody does, of course. Even crystal ball, it's not sure how all this is going to play out. But one thing is for sure is that Trump will continue to try any tactic he can to prevent this from being a fair election. Again, this is a typical strategy of of authoritarians. And actually even of other politicians as well. You accuse the other side of what you're doing. I mean, we know that Trump tried to steal the 2020 election. You know, and now that's exactly what he's trying to steal, the 2026 election. And Republicans and other, he tried to steal the 2020 election. Remember what he told the Secretary of State in Georgia, you know, or the governor of Georgia, find me some votes, find me a number of thousands of votes. So, you know, I'm not saying Democrats are above political mischief, electoral mischief, but this administration is taking it to a new level. And, you know, they may succeed in retaining the Senate. They have a longer shot at retaining the House despite the efforts they're undertaking right now. We shall see what happens.